Hello, this is School of Purpose Course Leadership Level 1 Program of World Changers Network. The topic of this segment is The First Leader, Adam. Embracing the leadership prototype, the mindset of who over what. Introduction. Adam, the first man, served as the prototype and representative of all humanity. His name, Adam, meaning man, signifies his significance in shaping our understanding of leadership and our ultimate design. By studying the reference in Genesis 1, 27 to 31 and Genesis 2, 7 to 20, we can glean valued insight into the qualities, position, and agency that define a true leader. Furthermore, the word of God that precedes Adam's creation is available to guide and empower us as leaders. This is crucial to recognizing our true identity and not underestimating the potential God has bestowed upon us. 1. The predestiny identity. Even before Adam's creation, God's word predestinate his qualities, position, and heredity. Simply, the same divine word that went ahead of Adam's existence is accessible to us. We must avoid seeing ourselves as inferior to what God has designed us to be. Just as God has a purpose and plan for Adam, we too have a unique purpose and calling that should shape our precept of ourselves and our leadership potential. Domination without subnegation. Adam dominate over the creatures was declared without any notion of subjecting his human being. He was appointed as the head over all creation, not as a ruler over his fellow man. This important distinction teaches us that leadership does not entail lording over others, but rather serving and guiding them. We can showcase our leadership ability either in solitude or on solitary path, understanding that our influence extends beyond commanding authority, but also encompass inspiring and empowering those around us. 3. Ascent over position. Adam's domination was not based on his material position. In fact, he was created naked without any physical belongings. Yet through divine counterment, he owned everything. This highlights the fundamental truth that leadership is not about what we have, but about who we are. Our characters, values, and inner qualities define our leadership influence and impact. Regardless of our current circumstances, we can embark on our leadership journey from where we are as we are. 4. The mindset shift. Who over what? A transformational change begins with a shift in mindset. Understanding this concept of who over what revolutionizes our perspective on leadership. It reminds us that our identity and character carry more weight than external position or title. By embracing our true self and acknowledging our worth as individual created in the image of God, we unlock our leadership potential. This shift in mindset protects us to focus on developing our inner qualities, nurturing our relationship, and leading with authenticity and integrity. Adam, the prototype man, provides us with valuable lessons about our leadership and our true identity. Just as Adam's destiny was shaped by God's design, we too are destined for a purposeful leadership journey. By recognizing the predestined qualities within us, embracing the mindset of who over what, and understanding that leadership is about serving rather than denominating, we can lead with authenticity and make a lasting impact on the world. Let us embark on this transformative journey, confident in our God's given potential and committed to becoming a servant leaders who inspire and uplift others. B. Unveiling the leadership lesson from Adam, the prototype. Developing further into the life of Adam, the prototype man, we gain deeper insight into his role as a leader and the lessons we can glean from his existence. By examining the circumstances surrounding his creation and the responsibility entrusted to him, we discover profound principles that apply to our own lives and leadership journey. From the order of creation to Adam's divine assignment and his ability to fulfill it, we uncover timeless truth that resonate with us today. Number 1, precedence and preparation. Adam emerged into a world where everything had already been created. This signifies that the resources, tools, and elements necessary for his success were in place before his arrival. Similarly, as individuals and leaders, we possess intimate gifts, talents, and capability that equips us for our journey. We need only look within ourselves to uncover the qualities needed to strive and make a meaningful impact. 2. All things in service. The entire creation was designed to serve Adam, from the mountain to the precious metal, the water and the diverse creatures. They all exist to fulfill Adam's need. This highlights the idea that as leaders, we have resources and opportunity at our disposal. It is our responsibility as stewards these blessings wisely and ultimately and utilize them for the greater good. 3. Divine appointment. Adam was appointed as the governor over Eden, not by his own decision, but by God's design. This demonstrates that leadership positions are often predetermined and assigned by a higher authority. Understanding that our leadership roles are a result of divine orchestration can instill a sense of purpose and responsibility in us as we carry out our duties. 4. Equip for the task. God provided Adam with the necessary skills and ability to manage his assigned responsibilities. Similarly, when we are called to a task or a leadership role, we can trust that God has equipped us for the job. Just as good employers ensure their employees have the tools they need to succeed, God equips us with the resources and capability required to fulfill our assignments. 5. Diverse divine assignment. Adam's primary assignment was to tend the Garden of Eden, showing that divine assignments are not limited to religious or spiritual endeavor alone. Many times our calling lies in tending to our immediate surrounding, excelling in our profession, or possessing, impacting the world in various atmospheres. Examining the lives of individuals like David, Joseph, and Daniel, we see that their faith and leadership were demonstrated in the real world outside religious contexts. 6. Matching ability with performance. Adam rose to the challenge of his assignment. He named the animal, gave them their place and recognition, and diligently tended the garden. In doing so, he fulfilled God's mandate for him. This serves as a reflection on us to consider our own calling and whether we are effectively matching our ability with performance. By aligning our skills, talent, and responsibility, we can fulfill our purpose and make a meaningful impact in our atmosphere of influence. Reflection. Discovering your purpose. Taking inspiration from Adam's leadership role, it is critical to reflect on our own lives and uncover our unique calling and purpose. Question. Why were you created? What are your call to tend? By seeking clarity and align our ability with the task at hand, we can unlock our leadership potential and fulfill our divine assignment. Remember, just as the first Adam served as a leader, every subsequent Adam, that's man, possessed the inherent potential to be a leader in their own right. The life of Adam, the prototype man, holds valued leadership lessons for us today. By recognizing the precedence and preparation inherited within us, understanding our role as stewardship of resources and opportunities, Embracing divine appointment and matching our ability with performance, we can lead with purpose and make a positive impact. World Changers Christian Leadership School is set up to launch and emerge leaders into the heartbeat of God. Contact us if you want to run a World Leaders Leadership School in your community. What's up? 2-3-4-8-0-3-3-7-5-0-8-7-1.